Unit 4. You will hear an interview with Ivor Roberts, a chef who owns several restaurants. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Today, we welcome Ivor Roberts, who owns a chain of restaurants, and he's going to tell us what it's like for him.
Thank you. I now have 6 restaurants, but I started off with one small one in the town where I grew up. The job of running the restaurants is exhausting but enjoyable at the same time because of the responsibility. That side of it can also be quite frightening at times. The restaurants are now really popular, and I don't want that to change. We get a lot of repeat business, you know, customers coming back to us again and again. I think the reason for that is that they're looking for the kind of quality that's not easy to find in most restaurants. In fact, it's not easy for us to achieve day in and day out, but we get close. Looking back, the best piece of advice I'd give to someone starting a restaurant is that it's essential to build a strong team, and that's what I did from day one. Without that, the business can't succeed. We're like a family. Everyone has to play their part. Training the cooks is a really important part of my job. The first thing I tell them to do before they try and make a dish is to work out what the ingredients are. That's the starting point. How can they cook something if they can't taste what's in it? Most people learn very quickly. Another thing I focus on is keeping my staff motivated and interested. When they've done a good job, I tell them. But one thing I don't do is to let them see each fantastic review we get. I'm more interested in finding out what we can do better and how we can continue to learn. I don't want to give the impression that I don't get it wrong sometimes, because of course I do. We had one restaurant a few years ago that wasn't doing very well. It was full at the weekends, but empty during the week. People were only booking it for a celebration of some kind. So we made a few changes. Made it more relaxed, so people felt it was somewhere they could go every day of the week. Another thing I am passionate about is that every customer receives a level of service which never changes, whatever time or day of the week it is. And I think commitment to detail is the way to do that. In fact, we hardly ever get any complaints, and rarely about the food. But sometimes people aren't happy because they can't get a table. At one of our restaurants, which is by the river, where there are just 20 tables, we get over 500 calls a day for reservations. That's about 3,000 calls a week. Demand is really high, and we have to make sure that people aren't disappointed when they do get a table. I do that by making sure the menu is always exciting. My favourite part of the job will always be choosing what goes on the menu. I still get involved in that, and it never gets boring. That's what's so wonderful about cooking. It's seasonal, so the kind of things we cook changes every 3 months or so. In summer, it's really light and fresh with lots of fish and salads, and more cold food, of course. Then after that, the food starts to get richer and heavier in September. There's more red meat and game on the menu, for example. Well, I think the only thing left to say is that if you haven't been to one of my restaurants, I do hope you'll come and see for yourself.